Iraq has been warned by Egypt to comply with UN weapons inspectors or face certain war. Meanwhile, in Iraq, the UN teams of inspectors continues hunting for banned weapons, and Iraqi civilians are training for war. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has frequently voiced his opposition to a U.S.-led attack against Iraq, but he is now warning Baghdad it must fully cooperate with UN weapons inspectors or face certain war. The Egyptian leader Tuesday told an Arabic-language newspaper that the strike is coming unless Baghdad quits putting obstacles in front of international arms inspectors. He said the United States is determined to get rid of weapons of mass destruction, as he put it, regardless of the price. Mr. Mubarak said an attack on Iraq is imminent unless there is complete disarmament and Baghdad abides by the resolutions of international legitimacy. He said armed conflict against Iraq would harm the entire region. In Iraq, UN weapons inspectors Tuesday continued their hunt for weapons of mass destruction following Monday's report to the UN Security Council that criticized Iraq for not fully complying with UN demands for it to disarm. UN arms experts returned to a military warehouse where 12 empty chemical warheads were discovered earlier this month. A biological team checked out a grain silo north of Baghdad, while other teams went to Baghdad University and Babel University south of the capital. In the meantime, groups of Iraqi civilians are reportedly being trained to use rocket-propelled grenades, mortar cannons, and light machine guns in major Iraqi cities. And volunteers are said to be forming urban civilian defense forces to back regular armed forces in the event of a U.S.-led attack against Iraq. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.